Okay.
The Flow Festival came together New Year's Eve, so 2007, and we were at a party where we were, Devilish Mary was playing music and Life in Balance was playing music together. We were trying to work together on ideas, and the party was full of some urban farmers, the green growers who are doing micro farms in Pittsburgh. And we started talking about having an environmental festival, and one of them had some connections with Tireless, which is the organization cleaning up the rivers, getting the tires out of the river. And we got connected with Pittsburgh Cleanways, and they were connected to the crew in the boathouse who are here on what I call Hare's Island. And they asked me if I'd be involved because I've worked as an environmental educator. I'm a visual artist and professor, and I'm a musician. So I was able to bridge all three worlds and make this a unique festival in that I feel that the art, the visual art, the environmental art that was made with on-site materials and the music that tended to blend different cultures and a lot of acoustic instruments, historical instruments with modern technology, and all the new nonprofits that are, you know, just blossoming in Pittsburgh that are all environmental and green businesses. And we were able to make it equal between the arts, the visual arts, the music, and the environmental. So the arts weren't secondary. The arts were essential to getting the message across about what our environmental relationship can be or should be as far as keeping the environment healthy.